It is Future Leaders Day here on MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson from the MyFM Newsroom, being joined in studio today with Sierra Levesque, Pembroke's very own, I guess you could say, pop star, singer, musician, you name it. She's done it all. So, Sierra, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you very much for having me.
So, first question for you is, people are always wondering how long it takes to get into the music business, make a name for yourself, all that kind of stuff. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years?
I would say hopefully finish school. My goal is to go to Berklee College of Music in Boston for a music business and possibly a songwriting degree. So it might be a long time in school, but hopefully I'll be out by then and hopefully touring the world with my music, having released at least one album. That's the main goal. But the first thing is to be finished school.
Right on. So you're going to Bishop Smith there right now.
Yes.
How many more years do you have left?
Next year I'll be graduating in grade 12.
Great. So I guess Pembroke could, be done with Sierra Levesque there in the next little while if everything goes that way. But we always hope you come back to your roots and things like that.
Definitely would, for sure. That's a plan.
I guess another question for you is, there's a lot of young bands in the area that I know, a lot of singers who are always looking for maybe to make that next step. This is not your first rodeo. You've been in the music business a lot. Obviously, you were tutored a lot by Pat Hamill, who is a big influence in your life, I know. What are some of the things that you could tell some of the other young musicians in the area who are looking to get in the business and kind of got to where you are at this point?
I would say the main thing is to get as much advice and help from as many people as you can. What really helped me, as you mentioned, is having mentors like Pat Hamill. I also have had many great local music teachers, so that's the first thing. And I would say the second thing is to really just try putting yourself out there as much as you can. I've really started using social media a lot in the past few years, putting all my performances on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, just trying to be on as every platform as possible so that you can get yourself out there.
So it doesn't really matter who's watching as long as people are watching,
for
right?
For sure.
Okay. It is Future Leaders Here Day on MyFM. Our guest in studio there right now is Sierra Levesque. Sierra, what are some of the challenges that you find a lot of young people are facing these days?
I would say doubt. A lot of people sometimes think that young people don't have drive or courage or anything like that, but it's definitely false. We have a lot of things that we can do and are willing to do. So I would say if you put yourself out there and work as hard as you can do anything that you set your mind to.
So don't let people knock you down, right?
Yes.
We talked about some of your big influencers in your life. Pat Hamill being one of them for sure. Do you have any others that you kind of want to make note of?
Another one is my current guitar teacher named Ron Bumblefoot Thal. He has been great. I've been taking lessons with him virtually through Zoom, and he's really helped expand my songwriting and guitar playing as well. So that's another person. But as mentioned, the main person who's really left an impact on my music and a lot of aspects of my life was Pat.
Okay. How did you get into the music business? I know you started at a really young age and you've kind of just grown with it up to now. What was your focal point? How did you get started?
Well, around the age of 3, I began auditioning for local productions with Streetlight Theater Company. I would do Willy Wonka, Aladdin, Shrek, and then I got the role of Annie at age 11. And from there, I kind of started veering towards instrument playing, like learning guitar, piano, drums. So I've been playing instruments and writing songs for about 10 years now, but before that, my first start was with theater.
Wow. That's quite the resume already. So you said you wanted to tour the world with your music, maybe jump on board with some other bands or whatever that are going on tour. How do you get involved in that? Is it just a matter of gaining contacts?
For sure. That's one of the big things. Another thing is releasing music. I hope to have music released this year, my first single, hopefully. And once you get that done, a lot of things are just, making the right contacts, getting your name out there, your music out there, and building those foundations for possible opportunities.
And you were saying, too, social media is a big part of it. Instagram, TikTok, whatever the kids are at these days, just posting videos and music and things like that. So obviously that takes a lot of time to do all that. And, obviously you have to be patient with that too, right?
Yes, for sure. Definitely sometimes it took a while to learn about how to get the right posts, how to get the right formats. But I have it down to almost a science now where I post on certain days and certain types of videos, sometimes a picture, sometimes a longer one. It's really about a lot of different things on social media.
Perfect. Well, it is Future Leaders Day here on MyFM. Our guest in studio right now has been Sierra Levesque from the city of Pembroke, a longtime musician and a very bright future in the music industry. So, Sierra, thank you so much for taking the time and chatting with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.